Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that the Shulchan, where they put the Lechem upon him, they would used to move it. It wasn't Kli Eitza Sui L'Nachas. It wasn't stationary. And the reason is, the Gemara says, Melamed Shemagbim Oysoi L'Oyle Regolim, used to raise it up to show to Oyle Regolim, Reuchi Baschem Lifnei HaMokim, see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Kedivrei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi explains, the Neis Gadol Nasa Belechem upon him, Siluko Kesidura, Lechem upon him, the way he was taken out, it was the way he was put on, meaning it was warm and it was fresh, the way he was put on the table. Now the obvious question is, why dafka this Neis they show Oyle Regolim? Why didn't they show on other Nisim? Rav Tzadik HaKohen in the Pre-Tzadik, Parshas Emor, Oysud Aleph, says, why didn't they show him the Menoiro, with the Neiris? He had Ner Maruv Yidoylik. Why didn't they point out the Neis, the big Neis, of Omdim Tzfufim, Umishtachim, and Revuchim? I'm sure get everybody together, there was room for everybody. Why specifically are you pointing out this Neis? So Rav Tzadik says the Inyan, which is explained more in the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis in multiple places, in Pasha Semor, in Yer Tafresh Rim Gimel, more in length than Tafresh Rim Tet, he mentioned it also in Tafresh Rim Beis. And he said that he said this to show that all the Shefa that comes to the world depends on Am Yisrael. All the Ashpores of the world are coming through the Avoid of Am Yisrael. And he mentions here what we mentioned the previous year in the name of the Imre Emes that says in his name that the Yoim Chom, the Chom that you have is what Am Yisrael are putting their Chamimus, the Avoid of Hashem. That's what brings the Shefa to the world. And that's the reason it's done Dafka and Shabbos, because we know that Shabbos is the Mokar HaBrocha for all the days of the week. So from here comes the Shefa to the world. And he explains more in length, that's why there's 12 Chalas connected to 12 Shvatim, because each Shevet has one Mokar of Shefa. That's a Mokar of Shefa of Toiro, Shefa HaBrocha. And he goes on to say a big Chiddush, he says, that when it says, the Kol Mizoynus of Shel Odom Ktsuvim, person has a very specific amount that he gets, that's Nikvan Rosh Hashanah. That's in general. That's when you have the regular schus of Adam. But when you're speaking about the avoid of Shabbos, when a person connects to the shoyrish Hashefa and Shabbos, he can bring much more down to the world. That's not schuso, that's mazlo. And the mazlo, the shoyrish of mazlo, lo shenoizli min alavonoin, that comes on Shabbos. When a person is able to connect in Shabbos, he brings Shefa to the world more than what was katsuv loy Rosh Hashanah. And this is what it means, the Kolmizoinus of Ktsuvim Loi, Chutz Moitzos Shabbos Yom Tov. Meaning, Moitzos Shabbos Yom Tov means he connects to Shabbos Yom Tov, so that gives Shefa for everything else. So it comes out that we're coming to show how the Shefa of Gashmias is totally what Am Yisrael is doing over here. That's what we're showing Oyle Regolim. Rav Tzadik HaKohen says it in short. He says the idea is to come and show that we're coming to show Gdushas Yisrael. The fact that in Nisim Beis Hamikdash, the Adon Mishamayim, that's Dover Nifla Moed. But we want to show Ruach Hibasch Lefnei HaMokor, you want to show how Am Yisrael is so great. And that's Lechem Aponim. The Avoid of Lechem Aponim represents the fact that Am Yisrael have the power to bring Bracha to the world, bring Shefa to all the Gashmis. And Rav Tzadik comes and adds, that's the Pshat. In our Gemara, the Gemara says that the Shulchan became Tomei. Because it's movable, so that's what became Tomei. When something can become Tomei, so then it has the highest level of Dusha as well. He brings a Maisa that happened in the Rebbe in Lublin, that they gave him to do Kiddush, and by mistake, they gave him a cup of honey instead of a cup of wine. And he did not want to do Kiddush in that cup. So then when they found out there was honey, they asked him, how do you know this was honey? So he said, I didn't know there was honey, but I saw it did not have the clarity of Kedusha. So he explained, something which can become tameh, like wine, it can be yayin nesach, it can become asur, so then it can have the highest level and the brightness of kedusha. But honey, you cannot really become so tameh, so it doesn't have the highest level of kedusha. Zeh keneged zeh, also like him. So he mainly the shulchan that shows the kedushas Yisrael also has the ability to become tameh. That's the chiddush over here. If it gets tameh, that means it really has the connection to the highest level of kedusha. And that is part of showing the chibo. The Am Yisrael can go up, can go down. He says, but Umas Soil, we don't have Tuma. There's no Ziva and there's no Negoim. It's only by Am Yisrael because it's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why they have ups and downs. And this is what the Shulchan represents. The Gedusha of Klal Yisrael, Mimele has it also part of Tuma. This is Reuchi Baschem Lifnei HaMokrim. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor of Shomar Shava Shiurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.